You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Monday, August 18th, and sitting in for John Hockenberry today is Catherine Landfork. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Hey, good morning, Adora.
And we're going to talk politics right now because we do that here at The Takeaway. Have you noticed?
I have noticed.
And right now, we're noting that Democratic Party operatives are in the midst of a whirlwind, putting everything into place for the Democratic Convention, which begins 1 week from today. And their soon-to-be anointed candidate, Senator Barack Obama, is virtually tied in polls with Republican John McCain. So I think it's fair to say that the stakes are very high. Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein and web producer Adam Hirsch are traveling west through the swing states to Denver to gauge exactly how voters are feeling. We'll have updates from them online and on air all week, so look out for those. Today we begin with them in the swing state of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Adora.
So no place better to test the waters than, I don't know, maybe a county fair?
A county fair. County fair is a great place to go. Lots of people, lots of local people. We were in Bucks County yesterday, and between the goats and the first prize chili peppers and the Ferris wheels, a lot of interesting opinions about the election. One of the things that really jumped out at me is I know there's been this big question on everybody's mind, why in this sort of year that favors Democrats has there been such a tight general election? And we began to get some of the answers in Bucks County yesterday.
And they are?
Well, one of the things that's very interesting is that there's a lot of voter fatigue. People feel like the election has been going on forever, and they feel like it should be over. So it's hard to maintain a level of excitement. So what we were finding, and I think that you can sort of hear it in some of the clips. Now, let's remember that Pennsylvania, the Democratic Party, went for Hillary Clinton pretty strongly, is sort of this, well, I guess I got to go with what we got kind of attitude, which is very different from the primary, where people were like, oh, I can't decide between all these great candidates, particularly on the Democratic side. The first clip that I wanted to play is a couple, Sue and Harvey Gleeksman. They disagree, and first we'll hear from Sue.
I'll probably vote for Obama.
What is it you like about him?
What everybody else likes about him, his change, his youth, his pro.
You usually vote Democrat?
Yes. I voted for Hillary in the primary. I don't have a choice. What choice do I have? I hate these interviews.
You're doing great, though.
Am I doing well?
So interesting. She says, I don't have a choice. And that seems to be one of the themes, Andrea, is that people are not necessarily excited about one candidate or the other.
Right. And that is exactly the case. And you can hear in her husband, Harvey, a little bit of a stronger opinion, but he, too, is ambivalent. Here's Harvey.
In almost every presidential election, it's a lesser of evils for me, and he is the lesser of the evils.
Well, why do you say that? What is it that worries you about Obama?
Inexperience, showing me that he's just another politician. He's not about change at all. He's just about being a smooth operator to get elected.
By the way, Harvey is voting for McCain. The other thing you could hear in the background were the baby goats.
I was going to ask you. Some nice scene setting. Thanks so much for that. In Pennsylvania, Andrea, are you finding that the economy is at the top of everyone's list, or are they really judging each candidate on all of the issues and all of their positions?
Well, people are concerned about the economy, which is still manifesting itself for a lot of people as the price of gas. When they say the economy, they mention gas right on the heels of that. Bucks County is in eastern Pennsylvania. It's not too far from New York, and as a matter of fact, there's still a lot of development going on there. There are people that are moving and commuting to New York, and that is one of the things that I think is preventing that area from facing the kind of economic collapse of some of the other countries. Also, the pharmaceutical industry, the number of company's based in Princeton, New Jersey, and it's not too far. So I think one of the things that we'll be looking for as we go west is as we hit some economically depressed areas, whether people are feeling a little differently. But at least in Bucks County, where they're not hurting so badly, there is this sense of ambivalence, there's a sense of disgust. Although we did meet one woman named Carolyn, a retired housewife from the area, who says that she usually votes Republican. She voted for Bush two times in a row, but this time around she's feeling differently. Here she is.
Why do you think McCain's threatening? What is it that you're worried about with him?
I think the Republicans are at this point. And I'm registered Republican.
What is it about? Is it the war, the economy, anything in particular?
Come on, people! The economy. Yeah, everything. The war, the gasoline.
So that was a lot of what you're hearing. You know, we did hear one woman say, we're now in central Pennsylvania. We heard a waitress tell us last night that it's usually a pretty solidly Republican area where she lives up in Appalachia north of Harrisburg. But this year people are struggling, mm-hmm. and yet many of her friends, while they are not thrilled about the Republicans,
right.
say they're not ready to vote for Obama either.
Quickly tell us, where are you on to next as you head west on this road to the convention?
Today we'll be going through Appalachia to Pittsburgh. We'll be taking a look at the so-called Reagan Democrats. They're seen as a key constituency that both candidates need to get. Then we're on through a brief sliver of West Virginia and Ohio.
Andrea Bernstein, we wish you safe travels. Thank you.
Thank you. Check in soon.
Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway's political correspondent, she and Adam Hirsch, our web producer, are traveling west through the swing states to Denver on the road to the convention. You can check out their blogging online, and you can look out for their reports all week.